Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Final hour of the program happening right now, right here on 105.3 The Fan. This is The Fan After Dark. I'm Fred Davis. That gentleman to my right is none other than the phenom himself, the only phenom that I acknowledge.
I guess only for one more week, eh? Or... whenever,
allegedly,
when Tim and Gavin can give us the call.
I mean, whatever we find out. I mean, I don't know what the latest and greatest is.
I think we'll get a mass email that says this is our newest team.
Are we even sure that we'll get a mass email? Because I'm not convinced we will.
I don't know. I'd have to ask the guys who currently work here if they got a mass email about me.
I mean, I think when my email went out, I think like six people got it. And the only person that responded to it was Will Chambers. So,
dude, when we got the Fred Davis email, screenshotted that so fast and it to the redheaded baddie. Who's this old head?
Yeah, who's this guy? Who's this guy?
I still say, who's this guy?
That's it.
Gavin
little
goes,
did they know.
It's one of my guys.
Little did they know.
Fred Davis, worked with him before.
That's right.
I said, Gavin, are we sure about this guy?
Heaters. He drops heaters, boys.
And look at
get
us
ready.
Now.
Look at us now.
Look at us now. We've had a year together, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wait, what are we in? August? Close.
No?
Close.
Oh,
I mean,
I'm just saying a year of you being here, but not a year of us being together.
Oh, no. I mean, come on, dude. We did my year show in June.
When's a year of us?
Remember? That was the infamous Josh Howard episode.
Shout out Kevin.
I'm not going to say who it was.
That was on the
we
Twitch.
Love you, Khaki Cav.
That was on the Twitch and YouTube.
Greatest email of all time. If you know, you know. What an email.
You know what? Oh, I'm so glad it's the reset. We don't got something that we got to do right here.
Yeah.
Because I forgot what I wanted to say the most on the show today.
What?
We were on the phone today.
We were probably
on the phone for a good 30 minutes.
We've been on the phone several times over the last few days.
Because I called just to shoot the blank. And then obviously when the mic and stuff happened. So two separate phone calls.
Yeah.
And on the phone call, Fred Davis said this, Tolos. I said, Micah Parsons just got traded, broke down everything, blah, 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 blah. Fred said, this is still a 10-win team. And I said, Fred, are you out of your mind? 10 wins with no Micah Parsons? I wouldn't give him 10 with Micah. Fred said, with Micah Parsons gone and Kenny Clark here, I think this team wins 10 games.
Okay, first of all, he's conflating two conversations. But what I said was, because we didn't know Mike was getting traded. So it's kind of funny you alluded to this.
Am I mixing
so the first conversation was quite spirited. Not safe for radio. Let's just put it
pretty
that
quickly.
Way. It could be internet friendly, but definitely not radio friendly. But essentially, I said if your whole thing was, oh my God, if they get rid of Micah Parsons, this team's ass. And I'm paraphrasing. And I said, yeah, will the defense take a hit? Yes, but it's not like so what? We're gonna just cancel the season because Micah Parsons is gone? I said no. This team's still a 10-win team. All right. I've said that. I'm sticking to it.
Tolos, do you agree? 877-81-1053. Will this team win 10 games? Continue, Fred.
Absolutely. And Stephen Jones said it. You can scheme a pass rush. All right. Does not having Micah Parsons change things? Sure. But here's the beauty of it. You've been preparing for it. All training camp.
Last 2 years, I'll say.
Okay.
Last two years.
Well, yes and no. But here's why I say, I mean, yeah, to your point, sure. I mean, hypothetically, you're saying yes, or theoretically, I guess. But
all
even
the edges.
Still, but here's the thing. you've had three different defensive coordinators in the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
But my point is with Eberflus, like, he's known, and let's call it what it is. My guess is he kind of knew, like, when we hear Jerry say that this has been conversations since the spring about this, Eberflus probably had a sit down with Jerry and Shoddy in probably April and said, okay, what are we doing here?
Because he hasn't had Micah one time out there.
Like, what am I preparing for? Because do I need to prepare without him? Because it's a lot easier to prepare a defense without Micah Parsons and then just drop him in and say, okay, I can make 11 work.
Versus acting like he's going to be there and then he's not.
And then you're like, okay, so now I got to figure out what to do with Marshawn Nealon and
James
Jonathan
Houston, you're now Micah.
Yeah, right? So, no, that's not the case. So,
wow, and someone said 10 or 11 wins.
Air wow. High five. Air high five.
Wow.
Jerry commented on what you said, Fred.
What?
Jerry commented on went 10 wins. He commented right here. Check this out.
Don't rule that out.
Just saying, 10 wins could happen. Who knows? Don't rule that out.
I already made this public to Fred. I'll make it public to the Tolos. Put my money where my mouth is.
Yeah.
If the Dallas Cowboys win 10 double-digit games,
yeah,
I will Venmo Fred $100.
Right. I told him I don't want your money, Blake. And I made it clear to him, I said, I don't want your money. All right? I just want you to know that I was right.
So some people saying they were at 7 before the trade, 6 before the trade.
Yeah.
I guess it's up to the Tolos and, of course, you. Do you think they even got better? Are you on the Jerry bandwagon? They got better moving off Micah.
It's preposterous to suggest they got better. Okay? You don't remove a guy like a Micah Parsons and get better. Now, my question for you is this.
And someone said they'll win 10 games over 3 years.
I don't hate that take. Let me ask you this. Who do you think was better liked in the locker room? Tank Lawrence or Micah Parsons?
Micah Parsons.
You think so?
I think
really?
I think Tank Lawrence is a better like veteran and as far as like representing the team, maybe.
Yeah.
But I think he had started to rub people the wrong way and he had a little bit of a sour attitude. And you have to understand when a new young cat comes in and he's better than you, he might have a louder voice, whether you like him or not. So I think if you just polled all the guys on there, who would you rather have? Who do you enjoy hanging out with? Whatever. I think Micah Parsons would have won that because I think Tank had kind of run his fumes there, if you will, and kind of blown a gasket too many times from what I had heard.
It's interesting. I mean, you with these car analogies, I'm not really sure where to go with these. He's running his fumes and blew a gasket. So you're kind of all over the place with this.
His leadership was pigeon-toed.
Raven-toed.
So where I'm going with this is Tank Lawrence and him aren't probably on Christmas card list.
Now they're both out of Dallas. Maybe they're besties now.
Well, who knows? And remember, let's not forget Malik Hooker took a shot.
We do remember that.
And Micah Parsons last year. This was right before I came on to the Fan.
I think the locker room was split with that.
Okay. My point in all that is this, and Gavin has touched on this on G-Bag about, you haven't noticed a lot of guys. Now, you've seen some guys on Twitter tweeting stuff, but you haven't seen a lot of guys like dapping him up on the sidelines. Now, again, I don't know. Part of it could be, look, when you're holding out, holding in, or injured, you're not persona non grata, but you're not on the field. And football is a very, tunnel focus like job. I don't have time to be meandering and or associating with people that aren't on the football team right now. Mm-hmm. Whether it's Micah Parsons or whether it's James Houston, I have to lock into the job I have in front of me, okay?
Especially as preseason is a bunch of guys trying to make the roster. You don't have CD and Dak out there being the guys. You got guys trying to make the roster locked in. Micah's
right.
Going to take a nap on the table.
And so I'm not in any way suggesting that this is an addition by subtraction.
A little James Harden thing.
Okay. All I'm suggesting is I don't know that this is going to be the locker room loss that people think it's
I don't think it's going to be a huge locker room loss just because they've gone this whole offseason, they've seen the podcast and stuff, and it's going to be a different culture. I mean, your best defensive player is no longer there. Your two biggest impactful defensive players, DeMarcus Lawrence and Micah, are both gone.
Yeah, but DeMarcus was gone all last year.
No. I'm just saying the last 2 years. The two guys, I'm saying last year was DeMarcus Lawrence.
Yeah.
Who's going to be that guy? It was Micah and Diggs. They both get hurt. Now this year, it would have been Micah. He's gone. Maybe the safeties. Donovan Wilson, I guess, is the voice of the defense. And
I think it's Osa.
Osa?
I think it's Osa. I think it's Dante Fowler. I think it's Malik.
Diggs.
I think it's Diggs. No. You know, I mean, I don't, I guess what I'm getting at is this. Yes, you miss his production on the field, but I don't know that he was some locker room juggernaut. I mean, I know this much. I mean, I said this last year. After the Texans loss, all right, Micah, nowhere to be found after the game.
Mm-hmm. Okay? You weren't happy about that.
I thought, you know what? You're supposed to be a leader, and you're gone. But guess what? Next day, he's rapping about it all day on his podcast. You know who was sticking around that night to talk and take all the questions? Jordan Lewis.
They're going
to
say Perrion Winfrey.
Okay. Jordan Lewis.
Ernest Brown.
So my point in all that is that I am not convinced that, yes, losing Micah hurts, but this reminds me of when the Chiefs got rid of Tyreek Hill. All right? Oh, the offense is going to take a huge backseat, da-da-da-da. And look, before you inundate me with, Dak's not Patrick Mahomes and da-da-da, yes, I'm well aware of that. All right? I'm just saying that I don't think that the loss of Micah Parsons is going to be the death knell and or the degradation of this football team that people think it is all I'm trying to say.
I disagree.
And I appreciate that.
I disagree. I think this team was not going to be a playoff contender with Micah. I think post Micah, you go to 7 wins and you're not going to be that bad because Dak Prescott is still a top 10-ish quarterback and you've got a great receiving core and you've got good interior O-line play and maybe some surprising guys on defense. So I think you're going to win 7 games, I think 8-9 at most. If they had 6 wins, I wouldn't be that surprised. I shout out to our boy Kenny Clark, but 2 late first-round picks and a 30-year-old nose tackle coming off his worst year and off a toe injury just doesn't inspire me that much. And I get it. You don't pay Micah. I wouldn't have paid Micah that deal. That's why I said it's a lose-lose. It's not, I wish you would have kept Micah and paid him.
Yeah.
I'm not really picking a side. I just think it's bad business all around by not doing the deal last year.
What choice did you have? Well, you should have done the deal last year, right? Yeah. But there was something about him, though, that they didn't like.
I wouldn't have traded.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
To a team that I know I'm getting a bad draft pick. I think that's going to be hard for me to get over. Like, if I'm going to trade Micah, I want to be known I am getting a bona fide lottery pick and I'm going to get hopefully another Micah or 2 shots at another Micah. I'm getting a top 10 pick. I'm going to get the best edge rusher in college that year. I'm going to get the best wide receiver, the best quarterback.
Yeah, but you're also banking on a crappy team trading for you.
Agreed.
And that's the problem.
The Packers deal wouldn't have lit up like I guess it did in the front office for them.
Do we think the Panthers were beating down their door saying, hey, we'll take Micah?
I don't know all the teams that were beating down the door.
Because I think that's the issue of it, too.
He said he had a couple teams.
Well, we've
had a couple reports. There was a bunch of teams interested in it, but the Packers were the most aggressive. I would have gone.
Let's not.
Would you have taken a 1 and a 3 from a worse team?
No.
Rather than 2 ones from the Packers?
Absolutely, I'm taking two
one
ones.
And a three, and still the player, and still the player. Still,
no,
still
a good player. I'm taking two ones. Okay.
Because, or one and a two.
Because here's the look. They're a Jordan Love injury away.
I mean, every team is.
Okay, but that's my point. Okay, so if Jordan Love, God forbid, got hurt, which he has the last two seasons,
then boom, that pick looks a lot more interesting.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, there's, and again, this is where we're at with. And oh, by the way,
maybe the Cardinals I would have done business with. I don't know their financials.
If the Cardinals would have said, "Hey, we want," but here's the problem. I think it also is, and again, we don't know.
I need to know the other teams in there. That's what I need.
See, that's the other thing.
Because then I can get mad and go, "Why didn't you take that deal?"
But you don't know what they offered either.
I don't know what they offered.
And see, that's what. And to your point, I think it also speaks to his view, people's view of him around the league. Because if half the league thinks themselves, I'm not giving up two for. I don't think Micah puts us over the top.
Apparently,
Green Bay is convinced.
And for a lot of money, too. They could have paid $42 million, theoretically, to be the highest paid.
Dude.
$6 million over.
The Green Bay Packers are, and they had to overpay.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what. David Mulligetta. You talk about a gangster. I was talking to my girl Anaya from my go-to spot, the Double A Cafe. We were talking about American Gangster, the movie, the other day. Tell you what. David Mulligetta might be the Frank Lucas of the NFL. All right? He tells his clients, look, you want to get paid? I will send you to the crappiest place in America if you're okay with getting paid. Cleveland, you want a franchise quarterback? Guess what? You have to pay $250 million for it, guaranteed. Green Bay, you want a stud defensive end? Guess what? You're going to have to overpay for it. Now, you're going to tell your guy, you want to get paid? Get your winter coat. Get your parka. Because you're about to freeze your ass off.
Mulligetta should be with Myles Garrett as far as staying in bad places and getting money. Who's his agent?
I don't know. I mean, he was already in a bad place. What did he care?
Stay in there.
I mean, that's the thing. When you're in a crappy location, and that's if you're the Cowboys, I'm not paying you $47 million.
I mean, I'm going to get you with this from right now till 3 years later. That's the window. Who gets closer to a Super
Cowboys.
Bowl? Cowboys. Cowboys or Packers?
Cowboys. All day, every day. How about a Cowboy?
All right. Well, Cutter Livesay put out a great
shout
tweet.
Out to our boy.
With that first round picks that you now have, Jerry Jones alluded to maybe using that pick to go get a player. So why not have the fun top five being top five players you'd want the Cowboys to trade for with said draft pick? Realistic ones, no Jamar Chase or Jahmyr Gibbs, let's be real. With that first round pick.
You got two first round picks to work with.
Do you want to keep one? Do you want to package both? Do you want to win now? Do you want to move in the future? What are you doing with those picks? We'll give you our five players in order for top five on the Fans of Dark next.
This segment of the Fan After Dark is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first. 214-817-333-3333. With Frankel & Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost, and they only get paid when you win. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to car truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
Wow, it's easy for you to say. I was just getting ready to love you up and say what a great job you've done. No, you've done an absolutely phenomenal job. So let's make sure people understand that. Let's see. We've got ourselves a little bit. Shout out to our boy Connor Livesay, who may or may not still be on Epstein Island. He was there for a little bit. And also, we'll get into this maybe on Saturday's show. It's now a resort, apparently, according to Mr. Blake Elliott. Yes? No? Maybe?
I think
someone
did say that it was like fake news.
So. Of course, it sounds like it would be. It sounds wild.
Not entirely fake. Sure.
Okay, so shout out to our boy Connor Livesay, another Blogging the Boys alum. Who would you trade now that you've got two first round picks to work with? And we kind of manipulated this a little bit, but now who would you trade? If Jerry went out and said, we're not opposed to making a move right now. Play that clip real quick. Let's use Jerry's own words. This is what Jerry Jones said now that he's got this just bounty of first-round draft picks, a.k.a. two. It's what he said about what he might do with these picks.
The other thing that I want to say is we not only gives us four first-round picks over the next 2 years, we not only do that. Nothing says we can't use some of those picks right now to go get somebody right now. Don't rule that out.
Don't rule that out.
Don't. Don't rule it out.
Do so at your own peril, ladies and gentlemen. Do so at your own peril. That said, we decided to take our own top five and channeling our own Jerry Jones. Five players that you could realistically get with one or two first round picks.
I did it. So I've got two top fives.
Of course
I got
you do.
I got you're using one pick. I got you using two picks. So we'll try to run through these quick.
I don't think
much explaining is going to be needed for why players are being.
Selected. I just made top five. I just did five, and hey, if you can get one, great. If you got to maneuver two, then so be it. All right, my number five, Garrett Bowles, left tackle, Denver Broncos.
I mean, what a ball knower! Okay, right, had to go through some stats for that one. Garrett Bowles on the tip of the tongue.
Garrett Bowles, number five. Look, you need a left tackle. Here's the deal: you move Tyler. Hey, love you, bro. Terrence Steele, you just became expendable, or I'll tell you what, you and Tyler can fight it out to the death.
And we might draft a right tackle next year.
And who cares, because now I get, hey, Jerry loves flexibility apparently. I got my left tackle of the future. I can let Tyler and Terrence fight it out at right tackle, and hey, you're good for this year.
Guyton, he's talking
and
about then, Guyton.
Guyton, I'm sorry. Guyton and Steele can fight it out for right tackle, and if Guyton's your guy, guess what? He's under rookie control for three more years, and then Terrence Steele, don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. Give me Garrett Bowles, number five.
My number five, why not be funny and trade a first-round pick for Max Crosby? Go get you an edge rusher.
There you go.
I wouldn't be mad at that. If you only had to give up one first and you got Max Crosby, I mean, he's right there with Mike.
They're not. You think they would give him up for one?
Probably not.
No.
I don't think they were. If they were smart.
You got to give up two.
Because that's going to be what?
Or.
But also, you got to say the Cowboys aren't going to be great.
What's that?
The Cowboys aren't going to be great, so this could be a good draft pick. So teams might be more interested. Unless they think if they get Crosby, they'll be good.
Well, that's the whole point. I mean, what guys are you on? You think Jerry's over here under the guise of, yeah, we're making these trades to be crap?
No, the other team I'm saying would be like, yes, I'll take the Cowboys pick because they're going to be bad. This is going to be a good pick.
See, that's where you and I disagree.
You don't think the Cowboys are going to have a good draft pick? You think they're going to be picking in the late 20s?
You think we're going to win 10 games, remember?
I forgot.
Yeah.
the Cowboys are going to be closer to 5 than they are 10.
Okay, well, I guess TBD. TBD.
Cowboys are Super Bowl bound if he has Fred.
TBD.
Fred Jones over there.
How about that Cowboy?
Trevor?
All right. So I feel like some of these guys' first round picks would be strong, but you make your team better. So that's like, and again, I didn't realize this was our top five.
It's kind of the point of the exercise, but yeah, let's continue.
I see our corner room really, really bad. So I think Marshawn Lattimore would be somebody that we could try to go out.
What we're
get.
Getting, man. I want somebody better.
You're
than
giving up listen, a first round listen, pick for Marshawn Lattimore.
Trust me.
What
trust
are you
me.
Doing?
I'm not hyper proud of all of. There's
if we give
up
a first for Lattimore, we're right.
I tell you what. Are you in my fantasy league? Are you in my fantasy league?
Marshawn Lattimore is
Marshawn Lattimore with that broke ass leg.
All right. Anyway.
This dude.
Okay.
Then
you're going to lose my
number four, Rashad Bateman.
Asante Samuel Jr.
Okay. Bro, isn't he still a free agent?
I was gonna say you could just go out and get him.
Right? But we did it. That's what I'm saying.
But I don't know. Who am I trading? What am I giving? Who am I giving a first round pick to? The NFL? Roger.
Here's our pick.
Roger, we're gonna go ahead and surrender our draft pick for Asante.
We want first waiver wire on Asante Samuel Jr. Who has not been picked up to my knowledge.
And not only is he not number five, he's number four.
Listen, wow. I told you the two are not good. I told you. I had to do this.
Get me in. We need to get Trevor in our league next year.
We got like $1 million to spend in cap room, apparently. Like we're bargain bin. Okay.
Next.
My
level.
Number four.
I love it. I'm here for it.
I'm getting a little bit of a better corner. If I'm giving up a first round pick, give me all pro himself, Trent McDuffie.
Oh!
If the Cowboys all of a sudden had Diggs/Bland and McDuffie, or that combo.
And Elam.
Can't forget about Kyrie.
Shut down Island, baby.
And you got Ravel. I mean, at that point, you can let one of those guys go. Diggs or Bland, whoever doesn't play well, contract,
I mean, Diggs is already on a, wait and see type
Bland,
of deal anyway.
Bland, McDuffie, and Revel? Ravel?
I hate to say it, but you took mine.
Number four?
I also had Trent McDuffie.
Well, it's not the last corner that's going to make my list.
I had Trent McDuffie at number four as well. My number three, again, we're just having fun with this, boys and girls.
Mm-hmm.
He just signed a new deal. Sure would look good with the star on the side of his helmet. Give me Kyle Hamilton.
Ooh,
give me Kyle safety Hamilton. You tell me I got Kyle in my secondary. I got Overshown when he comes back. I got Kenny Clark and Osa and Marshawn and James Houston and Dante Fowler.
And Kyrie Elam.
And Kyrie Elam. And I got Zion Childress on the practice squad. What?
And Trayshawn Holden.
And Trayshawn, if I need him. What do we do with Florno? I know he got cut. We bring him back to the practice squad.
He just got waved in the middle of all this
Micah
stuff. Out of
nowhere. Like a thief in the night.
We have four receivers now.
Yeah, seriously. Because Wing
goes
doing?
On the IR. So they have four receivers right now.
They got to bring a fifth guy.
Them cutting Florno.
Where's Jalen?
They cut him for a O-lineman.
A guard, yeah.
A fifth rounder from the Eagles.
They can't be done.
That's a crazy.
You can't go into the Philly game with four wide receivers.
Yeah. And one of them's Tolbert. So
and one of them's Turpin. Turpin's not a real wide receiver, people.
Are we finna have just CD and Pig? We're just running 12 personnel all day.
This is what it's gonna be. Yeah. All day, every day. Scooney season.
We're running 13 personnel. Just
don't
just
care. Don't care. Span four. Span getting forward. 10 targets a game.
Pick them up in fantasy, boys. Number three for me. Isn't it my turn?
It is your turn.
Let's go to another corner who I think is just slightly better than McDuffie, a little bit younger, up and coming, Houston Texans. I would be gladly give a first-round pick for Derek Stingley.
Ooh, that's
Derek Stingley on my team.
I like that. I like that.
I don't have the text line open, but maybe you guys can read it. Which one, if the Cowboys had a first-round pick, would you rather have Derek Stingley or would you rather have Kyle Hamilton? Text in. Trevor?
It's a good one.
All right, now these are my top three, so I guess I can make real good picks here.
Let's get it.
My third one was Stingley Jr.
Nice.
I covered Texans a lot, and that man is real.
He's so sticky.
I'm about it.
Who'd you say number three was?
Stingley
Jr.
I like it. Yeah, okay.
So
okay.
Now then, my number two would be
David Montgomery.
Isaiah Pacheco. Travis Etienne Jr.
Have you heard of Joe Mixon? When he comes back, it's going to be great value.
Stop me if you've heard this one before. Kyle Trask.
What if they could get Trey Lance back?
I heard Ben DiNucci's on the street.
Listen, I've had a good number offense, three, and now we're
plug
on.
And play, seamless transition, and we get some free hats out of the deal. What say you?
Would you trade a first rounder to get DeMarcus Lawrence back?
No.
No. Okay. We're on the same page.
He's like 33.
I'd give a fourth rounder.
I'd give up a compensatory pick.
We'll give you Sam Williams.
My number two is
Cropper. Tyrus Wheat.
Antoine Winfield Jr.
From the
Jets practice squad.
We'll go pick him back up and add him to the deal.
Come on.
We'll claim him.
You know,
we'll
throw Deuce into the deal, too. It looks like you need a little running back help. All right, well, who's your number two?
Antoine Winfield Jr.
Nice. Going back to the safety.
Oh, see, now, okay.
That's what I said. Listen, what I told you, the top five was a jump on me. I didn't know that that's what we were doing on top five. So I apologize. I didn't do my homework.
Okay.
I got to get the color out of your face here, Fred. I'm glad I'm giving you.
What
a
was
good
your five
time
and four
tonight.
Again?
Nobody of any notice. Never mind.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
No. Benny Blades and Derek Thomas.
You and Khaki Kev, T. Higgins. Love you guys.
I love you guys. Like foster brothers.
My number two, let's change positions.
Let's do it.
You have mentioned it, but I haven't mentioned it in a while. Let's go back to the tackle position. A guy that can swing tackle.
Yeah.
He's going to have to do a lot with his running mate being out and Rashawn Slater. So give me Joe Alt for a first round pick.
I looked at that. I just felt like, you know, I don't know if they would give him up. But yeah, I love that pick as well. Okay, number two. Look, if you're going to go out and get Kenny Clark, let's pair another guy that's surprisingly a little bit older than people think. Let's go ahead and get Chris Jones.
Ooh, Chris Jones.
Okay, let's go ahead and get a
How
game record.
How old is he?
I want to say he's like right at 32.
That's not bad.
30. That's not 32, but 30
that's
also.
That's not bad.
No, and that, see, that's what I'm with you on that, because that's what I'm saying.
31.
Like,
I would definitely
He's 31?
I would give him a first-round pick in a heartbeat for Chris Jones.
For Chris Jones? Yeah, what? Chris Jones has got another good 2 years left, right? Two, what? 3 years left. Easy.
He's worth a first-round pick, because he's still one of, if not the best, defensive tackles. Like, he's not like the 18th best defensive tackle and has had this huge drop-off.
Not to mention, like, Chris Jones is a monster of a human being. Like,
and he helps you in the biggest moments.
He really does. He's 6'5", 300 pounds. Like, he's taken up double teams.
310.
See, there you go. Boom.
That would probably be in my top three. If you gave me three players, he would be there. I didn't put him down because I didn't even really think of that. Chris Jones would help this, minus Kenny Clark. Obviously, they have Kenny Clark now, so it gets a little wonky. But just in a vacuum, Chris Jones on the Cowboys.
If I told you?
Chris Jones would be more impactful than Mike.
Chris Jones, Osa, Dante, and James Houston.
I'd feel
what? Great.
If they'd have made the same trade, obviously this wouldn't happen. But if you got a first-round pick, a second-round pick, and Chris Jones, Micah, I don't even think anybody on the station would be like mad at that.
I don't think anybody would care, no. And then my number one, and again, it'd be a pretty penny, but you'd be set for the next 5-6 years, Ashton Jeanty.
Yep.
All right? You're probably going to give up. You'd have to give up at least a first. I don't know that I'd give up two, but God forbid if I had to, maybe. But if I told you, all right, look, I've got, you know, your defense is what it is. You've got that same offensive line, and now I've got Ashton Jeanty. Here's my skill players. Ashton Jeanty, CD, Pickens, Ferguson.
Tolbert
and Turpin. All right. Mingo when he's healthy.
Spanford
and Scooney? Bro, I'm telling you right now, this offense got a whole lot, as I said earlier, and I was lambasted for it by my co-host. It's fun to watch.
My list finishes off with, I think, one of the bigger difference makers. And if you got Kenny Clark and Osa up there, it's going to make this gentleman's job a lot easier. I like the group, but this really elevates it. Give me Fred Warner for a first-round pick.
How old is Fred, though?
That's a great question. I'm like 32?
Are you going to give up a first-round pick for Fred Warner?
How old is he, Trevor? Fred Warner. I'm guessing 32. I mean, he might be 28. I don't.
He's 28.
Okay. Okay, I'll give a first-round pick.
Come on, Fred Warner 28? At 28? Yeah.
For some reason, I thought he was like 32, 33, but no, okay. And so then that I can live with.
I wrote, if you're giving up two first-round picks, I'd go for these five. I'm just going to blaze through them. Bijan Robinson, I'd give up for two first-round picks. Miles Garrett, I'd give up for two first-round picks.
Interesting.
Ashton Jeanty, like you said, I would give up for two first-round picks. And then the top two guys that I wouldn't even think twice about it, if you say all it costs is two firsts, give me the best corner in the league, PS2.
Yeah.
Give me Patrick Sertan. And then at number one, if you tell me Jahmyr Gibbs is available for two firsts, I'm doing that in a heartbeat.
All day, every day. All right, take us home, Trevor.
My number one is maybe
Bryce Young.
Maybe controversial here.
Andy Dalton? What'd you say? I'm sorry.
Who? Trey Hendrickson. Just because he's 30?
Are we giving up one or two?
I don't know. What are the Bengals? They run their team awful, so they probably would take one from Green Bay.
I think you should throw three in there.
You know, Ocho Cinco said something today that I thought was and I get it, he's a former Bengal, but if anybody's qualified to talk about it, it's him. When I can't remember if it was Sean or RJ asked him about, you know, the cheapness, or he goes, how much have you been asked about the cheapness of the Bengals? And he said, look, you can call them cheap all you want. He paid Joe Burrow. He paid T. Higgins. He paid Ja'Marr Chase, and he just gave Trey Hendrickson a $14 million raise. And oh, by the way, when they had to go out and get a left tackle after the debacle a few years ago, what'd they do? They went out and got one of the best left tackles in the market in Orlando Brown, took him from the Chiefs, and had that work out for 2 years. So something to be said for that. Again, I don't think the Cowboys – Jerry Jones isn't afraid to pay, all right? That was not what this issue was. It was just about ego, and oh, by the way, you don't break the bank and or show your disloyalty to – Jerry Jones. Coming up next, final segment of the program, get you out of here with what has been a phenomenal day in DFW sports history. Don't go anywhere. Final segment of the program happening right now. Glad to have each and every one of you on board. What a show it's been. What a day it's been here in the DFW. In case you missed it, Rangers, Corey Seager.
20 runs yesterday. I'm gonna test. Who had the most ribbies yesterday?
I don't know the answer. I think it was Jock Peterson.
Jock did have. I think he had multiple ribbies in the same inning in the fourth.
No, Jock had himself a day yesterday.
So you're going with Jock as your answer, Trevor?
I'm going with Jock Peterson.
Okay, I think.
Okay, most ribbies.
Not a bad take. One of those two.
Most ribbies was a tie between three guys. Jock and Higgy both had five. Yeah. Someone else had five. He went 4 of 6 at the plate. 3 extra base hits. 9 total bases. Most total bases on the team.
Give me Adolis.
Langford.
Where's the bell?
Oh, hey, let's go.
Adolis Garcia went 4 of 6 yesterday. 5 RBIs, 3 runs, no strikeouts, 1 homer, 3 extra base hits, and 9 total bases. Mm. If you're a fantasy football or fantasy baseballer, he gave you 17 points in fantasy yesterday.
Hey-o.
Jacob Latz. Four and a third. 4 hits, 2 earned runs. They give up the dong, though. But the Rangers win 20-3. I think, what was it, the 7th inning? We had positional players out there pitching for the Angels, just throwing lollipops.
Yeah, through, like, what, a couple 36-mile-per-hour heaters.
It was just funny watching, like, Adolis sit there. Like, you know he is trying to hit this 500 feet.
Look, you're
sitting
there.
And he pulled
there.
One. It was a double.
You're sitting there. I mean, you pay for moments like those.
The funniest part was the broadcast, like, Bassick and them, like, acting like trying to still give professional commentary when it's just like batting practice at this point. It's like, don't really know what to say. It's 17-3 off a positional player.
You're done at that point. But no, kudos to them last night. But of course, the news comes out today that Corey Seager, and you hate to see it. I mean, and I mean that in all seriousness.
Your two best players in this week are out for the season.
Well, Simeon's done.
Three, I guess.
Simeon, you know, knocked out last week. Evo gets the bad news a couple days ago, and now Corey Seager. And again, this is kind of where this year is stumbling towards. And what did I say 3 weeks ago? This team gave me 82-80 vibes.
Yep.
Okay. What are they right now? 68-67. Mm-hmm. Okay.
500 ball club. Same could be said about the Cowboys.
I hate to say I told you so, but I told you so.
Are we going
to
have our three major market teams all go 500? Cowboys, Rangers, and Mavs?
No.
I think the Mavs might do better in the playoffs, but I'm just saying as far as regular season, you don't see them hover around 6, 7, 8, 500 basketball?
No, I think the Mavericks are going to be a lot better than people think.
They're going to be like a top 3 seed?
I think it'll be 4 or 5, yeah. I could see the Mavs winning 48-50 games in 2025, 2026.
I agree with that as well.
All right.
What about the Stars?
Cooper Flagg? Let's talk about it. Cover the Slam magazine.
I love that Slam magazine. What pressure. I love that.
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. And oh, by the way, the guy that somebody tweeted out the other day, top 5 white boy hoopers of all time. They put a couple Euros on there, and somebody quote tweeted and said, we don't include Euros in the white boy hooper conversation. And I retweeted it because that's exactly right.
Got to go Tony Parker.
Really? For white boy hoopers?
Manu Ginobili.
So are you getting thrown in that mix too then? Yep. Are you in the white boy hooper mix? Are we throwing Blake Cooper Flag Elliott in the mix too?
It's Chris. Manu Ginobili.
Blake Chris Elliott in the mix.
Who's the best fair-skinned basketball player then? Larry Bird?
Oh. Are we talking white boys?
Just fair-skinned. That's all I said.
I mean, whatever skin could be anything.
Use whatever context.
Fair skin. No, that's too.
All right, now
ambiguous.
I knew you were going to say ambiguous.
No, you didn't. Yeah, I did. No, you didn't. Then say it next time. say it. Finish my sentence then next time.
No, it's fine.
Okay,
it's fine. Asante Samuel. It's two Asante Samuel.
That's two. I want to give up two firsts for Marshawn Lattimore. By the way. Can we give a quick round of applause to Trevor tonight?
Well, apparently we bullied.
Somebody called us bullies, whatever.
Look. I don't think it's bullying if you do it in front of them. I think it's bullying if you do it behind their back.
No, yeah, but you can bully in front of people, but that said.
We love Trevor.
That's my point.
I mean, I don't take it as hate.
Of course he does.
This is how guys show love.
We are family.
Has anybody heard Bobby Belt say a word on this radio station?
I got my brothers with me.
That is how you show affection.
But no, but seriously, though, before we started bullying him again, I wanted to say, hands down, the best performance of a production from Mr.
There's a lot going on.
And I'm not saying that because I was actually going to do it an hour ago, but I forgot. So, no. This was...
A lot of callers?
Look, we had a lot of callers. We had a lot going on today.
A lot of guests.
Every time I had to coordinate with him while one of us was talking, as far as guests, as far as Peter was concerned, everything we did today, shout out to my man, Trevor. By far, best show you've done. And I'll tell you what. I want to give another shout out to the Jet.
Yep.
Shout out, Jet Nelson.
Got to give a shout out to the Jet.
Working behind.
I have been uncharacteristically, I was going to say a word, but then I knew you were going to bust my chops over it. So I said, you know what? I'm going to stop before I even say it because that's how I've been critical. That's the word I want to say.
Okay.
Uncharacteristically critical of Jet. He had a rough first show. Okay.
As did I, probably.
My man has toiled back there at TSN.
The midnight oil.
Worked his ass off, and today gave us not one, not two, not three, but 11 tremendous cuts. And you know what I liked about the cuts that our boy Jet Nelson gave us today?
He didn't just pull.
Well, one of the things that we sometimes, when the cuts are put out, is that they're too long.
Mm-hmm.
Pause.
Mm-hmm, that's fine.
Okay? But my boy Jet, palatable. Mm-hmm. Bite size. Just right. Mm-hmm. Like the baby's porridge. Mm-hmm. Just right.
What is porridge?
I want to say it's like a soup.
I'm thinking it was like it's like close, spam.
It's closer to grits than it is oatmeal.
That sounds delicious. Horrible.
Soupy grits. 877-881-1053. I may just change my fantasy team name to Soupy Grits.
Just name it to porridge. It's just as bad.
No, because I feel like Soupy Grits could be a first and a last name.
What's your preferred topping on grits?
Trash. Okay,
not sugar.
The bottom of the trash. No, because I don't eat grits. Well, I thought we've discussed this. I don't eat grits.
No, I'm past that as well. But I used to back in the day, and I would throw sugar on that bad boy.
I mean, sugar and butter aren't those the kind of the two
sugar and butter
go to?
Some people people do cheese. Cheese is heavy.
Are you not poor enough for grits, or what?
I'm sorry.
Were you not poor enough for grits?
I was a malto meal guy.
Well, that's the okay.
I think that's below grits, right?
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's the poor man's grits.
I'm just telling you. You asked me.
When you got cereal, was it in a box or a bag?
Both.
Mm-hmm.
Both. But I mess with some bags.
The red box Malto meal.
You can't go wrong with, and you know, for my super pores out there, and you know who you are, started from the bottom, now we're here. You're definitely not old enough for it, and I don't even think it's a brand anymore. There's great value, but then there was a yellow box for the real pores out there called Always Save. All right. Always Save. It was in a yellow box, and the save had a red line like it was a dollar sign.
You keep track of the time, but what do you think is a good question that you can ask someone to know what how much money they have?
I asked you
the cereal question, like box or bag, because, you know, obviously the bag is something that when you're trying to save a couple of dollars, I've been there. But what do you think is another question you could ask somebody? Tongue in cheek, funny, obviously.
If they got money or not?
Like something that's obscure, but it gives you an answer.
I mean, what kind like of car just, do you drive?
Well, no, that one kind of directly.
Shaq shoes?
Hmm?
Remember the Shaqs?
Yeah, I mean, the anybody shoes? That had Shaqs. I mean, but you could be broke and have Jordans.
Yeah.
Is that fair? Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I never had Jordans, so I must have been.
You're real broke.
I must have had multi-meal shoes.
if you had XJ, I mean, you could ask somebody, you ever been to Payless?
Do you have hand soap in your house? Or are you just using the dish soap? I think that could be an indicator.
I mean, I would go with, have you ever been to Payless?
Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
But I feel like that's almost a direct correlation. Like, do you shop at Payless currently? Okay, well, obviously.
Well, Payless isn't around anymore.
Yeah.
But if somebody says, "Well, I don't," what's Payless?
Yeah,
is that what is that?
What kind do you have 2% milk or do you have a specialty?
See, I don't. I mean,
do you think if you're pinching pennies, you're getting almond milk and soy milk? Probably not.
I think what kind of breakfast you ate? Because ate the cheap Pop Tarts, and everybody knows about the cheap Pop Tarts. Yeah. I think cheap breakfast food. That's going to be.
Does your soda have a doctor in front of it?
Dr. Thunder or Dr.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
That's not Dr. Pepper.
Was your soda the same color as the flavor of the soda? That'll give you a good idea. Although Fanta and Welch's are actually the same thing. So, those are great questions. That may be a top five when we come back. All right, we're down to the last 10 seconds. Once again, bravo Zulu to our boy Trevor. Bravo Zulu to our boy, Jet Nelson as well. For Blake,
shout
Elliot,
out Peter,
I'm Fred.
Shout out Bobby.
Good night. God bless.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.